Amen. Praise his name. Let's all stand if you like. Let's just bow our heads. We open the service. Father, we love you. We just appreciate you so much. Lord, your many blessings, Father, and all that you've done, the price you paid for us. Lord, we could just go through eternity. I'm sure we will, praising you and worshiping you. Lord, never be able to tell you enough of how much we thank you. Lord, ask that you would just bless everyone that's gathered here tonight. Strengthen us, Lord. Encourage us. Father, you know our hearts. In this late hour, Father, time is so short. Lord, we can feel it. We can see it. Lord, get us ready, Father. Lord, it's nothing we can do in ourselves. Lord, we can't. You've walked us this far, held our hands, directed us. And Lord, if you'd leave us now, we couldn't find our way. But Lord, we lean on you. Have your way now, Lord. Just bless each and every one. May your will be done in everything that's said. And may you get the glory and honor in everything. We ask in your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. Ain't he wonderful? Amen. You're not just saying that, are you? You really mean it? Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to start with on page 142. A little simple song. Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. All ye saints of light, proclaim Jesus, the light of the world. Life and mercy in his name, Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, praise his holy name. Page 45. Ain't sang this in a little while. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Praise his holy name. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, and I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Well, I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, and I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, leaning sure from all alarms. Oh, well, I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my man. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Everlasting arms. Oh, well, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Safe and secure from all alarms. Oh, well, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Leaning on the everlasting. Oh, well, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Safe and secure from all alarms. Oh, well, I'm leaning. Yes, I'm leaning. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen. Oh, he's so wonderful. So precious. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing that one right above her on 46. Sunlight. Amen.
I wandered in the shades of night till Jesus came to me. And with the sunlight of his love and all my darkness flee. Oh, sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since my Savior found me, took away my sin, I've had the sunlight of his love. Amen. Oh, sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since my Savior found me, took away my sin, I've had the sunlight of his love within. Though clouds may gather in the sky and billows round me roll, however dark the world may be, I've sunlight in my soul. Oh, sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since my Savior found me, took away my sin, I have had the sunlight of his love within. While walking in the light of God, I sweet communion find. I press with holy vigor on and leave the world behind. Amen. Sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Sunlight, sunlight all along the way.
I cross the wide extended field, I journey o'er the plain, and in the sunlight of his love I reap the golden grain. Oh, sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Oh, sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since my Savior found me, took away my sin, I have had the sunlight of his love with him. Soon I shall see him as he is, the light that came to me. Behold the brightness of his face throughout eternity. Oh, sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Oh, sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since my Savior found me, took away my sin, I have had the sunlight of his love. Amen. Oh, sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Oh, sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since my Savior found me, took away my sin, I have had the sunlight of his love.
Amen. Do you have that sunlight burning in your soul? Amen. Oh, he's so wonderful. Praise his holy name. Amen. Oh, I love him so much. Praise his holy name. Brother Hamilton, would you come for the offering?
Praise his name.
Amen. Praise his name. Ask the blessing if you would on him. Amen. Feeling so much better. Yes. Talking about the good old way. Amen. Feeling so much better. Talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better. Talking about the Lord. So let's go on. Let's go on. Talking about this good old way. Let's go on. Amen. Talking about the Lord, oh, feeling so much better. Talking about this good old way, feeling so much better. Talking about the Lord, so let's go on, let's go on. Talking about this good old way, let's go on, oh, let's go on. Amen. Oh, the devil, he don't like it. Talking about this good old way. The devil, he don't like it. Talking about the Lord. So let's go on, talking about this good old way. Let's go on, talking about the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. He's so good. Amen. Yes. Praise his holy name. How many have a request on your heart? Amen. Just holding on your heart. And I got a special request. A real close friend of mine, his wife has been having some problems. And he said it looks like she's getting better, but I just like to remember in prayer. God have his way there. And he bless him what time they got left on earth. Amen. Brother D'Leon, would you take the request?
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as we come to another time of the service, Lord, where we can present our needs back to you. Lord, we're so thankful that by the grace and mercy of God that we can bring these petitions before you and not in doubt and wonder if you'll take care of them. But Father, we lay them at your feet, and we know that, Lord, whatever we ask, you would give us the desire of our hearts. And Lord, you know the most important thing, Lord, is the spiritual need in our lives. And we ask that you would speak to our hearts, Lord, in a great way. Every service, every time, every moment we have with the Word of God, make the Word of God so alive. Give us the revelation of it, Lord, that it'll burn within our hearts. Even as we gather here this evening to listen to the Word, may you bless the speaker of the word, Lord. And Lord God, send down that anointing upon the speaker and upon the hearer of the word, Lord. Oh, God, for faith cometh by the hearing of the word. And, Father, we ask that you would give us the revelation, whatever word comes tonight now. And, Lord, whatever else needs to be, there may be sicknesses, Lord. There may be financial needs, Lord. It's only you know all these things, Lord. We could sit here and maybe try to imagine what it would be, but you know exactly every man and woman's heart, every young person's heart. You know the very need before we even ask for it. I just pray, Lord, that you'll find us in that position, Lord, that we're seeking first the kingdom. And, Lord, knowing by faith all these other things shall be added unto us. And, Lord, now we ask that you would meet these needs in our heart as we commit it into your great hands, O God, and we appreciate it. We give thanksgiving for it. And, Lord, the people that Brother Settles was talking about, we pray that you'll have your way there, Lord, and meet the need. And, O God, above all, their spiritual condition with you, Lord, may that be the most important thing that you would take care of, Lord. If that little germ seed is in there, O God, catch that little bride before it's too late. Bless them now, Lord Jesus. Have your way the remainder of the service. And may we be excited, Lord, enthused, Lord, and be happy, O God, and thankful with a rejoicing in our heart. And, Lord, and with great anticipation to hear the word of God. Just be all that you want us to be, Lord. Help us now, we ask. In Jesus' name, our Lord, we ask. Amen. Praise God.
Praise his holy name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Has anyone got a special song you'd like to sing or group? Or? Amen. Praise his name. You got another song tonight, Karen? That's if you come then.
Glory to his name.
Praise his
name.
Once the law of sin and death had worked in this house of flesh,
bound I couldn't do all that I should do.
A new creation now am I. I walk in the newness of life. I've been set free from the law that once held me. We've crossed a new line. We've left the flesh, went into life. No condemnation now abides in us. For where there is no law, there is no sin imputed unto them. From the law of sin and death we've been set free. He said, blessed is the man to whom God will not impute sin. Whosoever abide in him, who's born of God, they cannot sin. They're delivered from the law, they've been set free. We've crossed a new line. We've left the flesh, went into life. No condemnation now abides in us. For where there is no law, there is no sin imputed unto them. From the law of sin and death we've been set free. Where there is no law, there is no sin imputed unto them. From the law of sin and death we've been set free.
Really think about, blessed is the man to whom God will not impute sin. Oh, aren't you glad you're one of them? Amen. Let us all stand. And we're going to ask Brother Timothy to come this evening and deliver what the Lord's laid on his heart. And I pray again we'll be hungry and pulling on the word of God. Amen. Yeah, are you really hungry to hear the word? Hey, man, I trust that we've got a burning desire to hear that word. Hey, man, I don't care what word it is. If it shows me a short place or place to climb higher, amen, let it be to me, Lord. Amen. So, I get tired of getting hurt. Well, maybe we need hurt. Amen. We need skinned. We need cleaned out, you see. Some people don't like it, but I'd rather have that and know I'm clean with God, you see, and then to sit back in a place and not knowing where I'm at with God. But I like to know I'm clean. Amen. And everything's under the blood. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. There is therefore now no condemnation of them that are in Christ Jesus, who no longer walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. Glory. Amen. Thank God for His word. Amen. Let us sing our little chorus, Only Believe, as our precious brother comes forward. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
Precious Lord, we are a grateful people to be here tonight. And Lord, from the depths of our heart, we can truly say there's no other place we'd rather be. But Lord, every time you've given us an opportunity to come and to be into fellowship with you, Lord, around your word, Lord, there's something done on the inside that's pulsating. Something that's burning, Lord. It was placed there by you, Lord, and no man can put that out, Lord. Nothing can dampen that little fire that's down in there, but oh, by grace, it'll burn. Lord, do you take us off of this earth? And Lord, then how much greater it'll be as we stand in eternity with you, Lord, face to face, and are able to cry back, grace, 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 Lord, for all that we can see you've done in our hearts and in our lives. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity once again. Thank you, Lord, for the desire. Thank you for the mercy and the grace you've bestowed upon us. And Lord, as we've come tonight, Lord, together with your word, Lord, we just ask that you would speak to our hearts, Lord, in whatever way you see fit. Lord, just let me be a willing vessel, Lord, that's moved out of the way that you can just use these lips, Lord, to exhort your word to your people, Lord. And Lord, by it may each one of us, Lord, climb another rung, Lord, maybe grow a greater step, Lord, or have a greater assurance in our heart that, Lord, I see you working in my life. Lord, I see you moving. And oh, and it just causes you to want that much more. Lord, I just pray that you'll have your way. Lead us and guide us by your precious Holy Spirit. And we'll give you all the glory and the honor that's due you in the lovely, precious, blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. We ask all these things. Amen. Don't you love him? Amen. Amen. He is so precious.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
I don't know about you, but we'll walk in that light. Amen. Might be a little hot at times, but oh, we'll walk in that light, that beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright.
Amen.
Oh, my. I pray each one of us has got it burning down on the inside. You know, we walk through this life and many things come, many tests, trials, many things may come try to beset us. But I pray that that wheel in the middle of the wheel is always there, holding us, encouraging us. You know, it's just a little thought on my heart tonight, and it's kind of a, you can kind of look at it in two ways. You know, you can look at the Word of God anytime you come in. It can be corrective. It can be assuring.
Yes, amen.
But wherever we find ourselves, let us press on.
Amen.
Whatever the place we find ourselves, may we say amen to the Word of God and say, Lord, take me on. You know, just a little thought. I was meditating, and these things was just, and you know, oftentimes when certain words come forth, sometimes it's easy to look and say, I think my brother could use that more than I could, and maybe Sister So-and-so needs that. But each time, take it into your own heart and your own life and say, Lord, I think I'm doing pretty good on this, but let me double check. And maybe in the stillness of the night, when it's just you and the Lord, meditate on each word. It's every word. This is the day of age of life.
Amen.
Reflecting
Amen.
In that bride. Oh, my yes. saints, we're fixing to leave this world.
Yes,
and my, I'm telling you, while we've got Lord. Time left on this earth, may we spend it wisely and may Amen. It be to the edifying of the body of Christ. And may it be that His light is expressing through these bodies. May the sunlight of His love shine from our faces, from every aspect Amen. Of our life. It be to glorify God. Amen. While you're standing, we'll just read a short scripture. Turn your Bibles to 1 John, the third chapter, if you would, and we'll just read this 18th verse, and then you can be seated. A little scripture, but a very powerful scripture.
Amen.
You know, all of God's Word's powerful when you look at it. You know, you get in the spirit of the composer and begin to read and look at what was wrote and let that same spirit come into your heart and let it begin to mold and blend and put the scriptures together. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people sit down and try to read the Bible like a storybook. They really do. They sit down, well, it's meditation time. I'm going to read a chapter of the Bible this morning, and that's wonderful. But they don't get into that spirit of, Lord, reveal this to me as I read this chapter this morning. And a lot of times it just becomes common. Well, it's what I do every day. I read a chapter a day. Because many times, you know, I've heard it said, you know, well, if you'll start reading a verse today, well, then pretty soon you'll read two verses, and that's all good. It's wonderful if we read five chapters a day. But, oh, if you can read one verse with a true reality, it's going to mean more than all those five chapters you read. But, oh, get in the spirit of the composer. And then begin to read. Amen. But here in the 18th verse, he says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Amen.
Amen.
My, so much more. You may be seated. May the Lord bless reading his word. As you begin to meditate and you look around and you see, as you look all over, and you see so much of people begin to fall into, we have the deep things of God. And God sent the prophet and brought the mysteries and how great it is that we're able to see those.
Yes.
But nevertheless, because God has raised you up and allowed you to see that, don't mean you can forget all that was down here on your way to that. God builds us and we grow as calves in the stall, and it's step by step. And when you reach another step, you don't forget what you learned on the step below, but it's a building, a continuation of putting that life, all that life molding and coming together in our hearts and our lives. But you know, so many times it seems like people begin to lose the essence of the little things of life, the little things of the life of Christ. They want the great things, the miracles and the laying on of hands and the great healing services and the great evangelistical services that they can have and all the mighty things that they can have. And they fail to see that that little bitty life lived before a people means more than all the words you can say. And my, how great it is to see that in this hour, you see God, the Holy Spirit crying out for that genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
To see that it makes every word live. Just as God said, he said, you get that and he'll do the rest.
Amen.
You give me your body,
yes.
I'll put it in the rapture. Give me that life and let me take a hold. But my people, they want to try to live this life without that. They want to try to live it with everything else, but they don't want to give that yielded, surrendered life to God. They want to hold back a portion of themselves. They want to hold on to what they can do, where they can go and what they can do. And they don't want to surrender and give it all over to God. But let's turn over here to Matthew, the 25th chapter, if you would, and read a portion of Scripture. It's a little lengthy here, but just to catch the essence of this Scripture, you know, we each one can look, and as we read this Scripture, even there's two sides to it. And you can see, by grace, if you see where you're on this one, oh, how blessed you are. But then if you find yourself on the other side, oh, woe be unto us. But how great it is, saints, to realize in this hour that the Holy Spirit was given to make this word live.
Amen.
And it will bring that token on display.
Yes, it will.
It'll bring that literal life of Christ out of you. You can say, well, I've got this problem. I've got that problem. I'm just kind of hindered by this, and I know I'm going to make mistakes till the Lord comes. But there is an overcoming power that comes with the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And it will overcome those things and pull them out of your life. You'll still make mistakes from time to time, but you watch your life just conform to Christ. You watch those mistakes get fewer and fewer.
Yes.
And you watch your life hone in around God's Word. But my, as we begin, let's just read here. But just for a little thought maybe tonight, am I selfish? Am I a selfish person? Am I selfish with my time? Am I selfish before God? Just to think about it just a little bit. Amen. And you know, you can be selfish in a lot of different ways. People can come to church for selfish reasons. People can come to church just to get what they can get from the congregation, what they can get out of maybe being able to have, well, this brother, if I go to church, this brother, he'll always be there to help me. He'll always be there to lift me up or give me money, whatever I need, and they come for the wrong reason. Many times you see that. Many times we'll offer to, maybe a brother will offer to help a brother somewhere along the way just because, well, if I help him, he'll come help me. Maybe with a little selfish motive down inside, or a sister to a sister. It can be either way. But you see this sometimes, and just to ask yourself tonight, am I being selfish? Do I have any of this in my heart? It's just a little subject, but just let this dwell in your heart and see if it's an automatic thing of the Word's taking my life over, and it's Christ living through me, and He's taken my life, He's taken my heart and my hands, and everything that I do is for one purpose, that He would receive glory and honor. Not that what I can get out of it, not what I may gain from it, but all that He would receive the glory from what He can do in my heart and in my life. Amen. But let's begin here about the 31st verse of the 25th chapter. And He says, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, in Matthew, I'm sorry, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon His throne of glory. And before Him shall gather all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. And then shall the King say unto them that's on His right hand, come, ye blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and you gave Me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave Me drink. I was a stranger, and you took Me in. Naked, and you clothed Me. I was sick, and you visited Me. I was in prison, and you came unto Me. And then shall the righteous answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw we Thee a hungered and fed Thee, or thirsty and gave Thee drink? And when saw we Thee a stranger and took Thee in, or naked and clothed Thee? Or when saw we Thee sick and in prison and came unto Thee? And the King shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these My brethren, ye have done it unto Me. My, look at this people here. So natural it came. It just come right through them, just so sweet. They didn't have no idea they'd done these things and didn't even realize it was taking place as the way that it was. And my, look at their reward as they begin to say, Lord, when did we do this? When did it happen? But it was an automatic thing, Brother Branham said, that came out of their life. And we'll read it here in a minute, but let's go on down. But then he says, 41, he says, and the King shall, and he said, the King shall, or when saw we sick and came unto thee, and the King shall answer and say, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these My brethren, ye have done it unto Me. And then shall He say also unto them on the left hand, depart from Me, ye cursed, and into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hungered, and ye gave Me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave Me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took Me not in. Naked, and ye clothed Me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited Me not. And then shall they also answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw we these a hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto Thee? And then shall He answer, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to Me. And these shall go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Amen. And my saints, that's what we're living for, is to let God have His way. As we come into this life, the biggest portion that we have is to surrender. God said, I beseech you there, Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, which is a reasonable service, that He would be pleased to dwell. He would have a sacrifice in His hands, a surrendered life, that He could manifest this word through in this day, in this age. And that's where it begins, is surrendering to God. Lord, here I am, heart, body, soul, mind, and spirit. Take all that I am, I lay it upon the altar here, Lord. And you take me in your hands, Lord, and you mold me and push me through. You manifest your life through. But if you don't ever give Him that first step of totally surrendering your heart and your life to Him, He can never have that. And that's where selfishness first begins, is you withhold part of yourself. I'm going to serve God, but I'm not giving him this part. I'm going to walk with God, but he can't have this. And oh my, and then it just begins to build all through your life. You just watch it just keep adding up. It'll grow greater and greater, and then it'll just transfer over into every aspect of your life. You'll become such a self-centered person that you can't see the needs of those around you. You won't feel the burden of maybe your brother or your sister. You won't feel the passion, compassion that you should have for one that you can see over here, one over there that has a need. But my, it's all goes back, every word of this Bible, and I pray that each one of us is seeing it as day goes by, as the word comes forth. It doesn't matter how much you know about the scriptures. It don't matter how much you can quote them quotes. It don't matter how much you know Brother Branham was the prophet, you may say. But if this life that was written and produced in this Bible that God put on printed page that we could read and see, if he doesn't reveal it to you and that manifested life does not come forth from your body, it's all in vain. Because it takes the true baptism of the Holy Ghost to make this word come alive. And it'll never live. You might stumble through and look pretty good. You may be able to come to church and people look at your life and say, oh, there's a good Christian. He looks pretty good. But what about those times when people ain't around? What about those times that you don't really care and you're out and about, or in the stillness of your own mind, you're seeking selfishly to gain this or to gain that, that you can be this or you can be that, or better yourself here or better yourself there? And you don't matter who gets stepped on the way up to get that to that point. You don't matter who you hurt or what happens. But oh my, it becomes such a drive in you. Maybe sometimes you see something you want so great you don't care about nothing else around you, but you're going to reach that one thing. But oh my, you watch a true Christian, a true born again child of God. You can see the difference, and that's what brings the assurances. This word's coming forth. It's either giving you an assurance, hey, I see, I'm conforming to that word. Or maybe it'll show you got a short place and it's time to climb, time to cry out to God. But if you're looking and you see where God is already working in your heart, and maybe God's quickening this, this is word we've heard before. This is things that ain't new, but this is things that should be living in a heart and a bride of a people. My, these are things that should be pulsating in that bride. The rapture's fixing to take place. And my, this is things that comes with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It don't just something you have to work up to get. But when that old nature dies on the inside and that new one comes alive, brothers and sisters, it's a true, genuine refilling of a God himself in spirit form down on the inside. My, quickening that germ of life that laying in there. And it'll bring this body under subjection to every word. Sisters will dress right. Brothers will do right. Children, if a young person receives it, you watch their life turn. So many young people claim to have the Holy Ghost and let their life is filled with nonsense. And in my past, I've been in that position. I've seen that firsthand. But oh my, there is a true, genuine place to reach in God where he will manifest and live his word through you. And it's not something you have to put a claim on, something you have to try to work up. But it's automatic. But if these things are in your heart and in your life and you just can't seem to get rid of it or don't seem, then it's time to cry out to God, because these things will be overcome. When he which is the comforter shall come, he'll teach you all things and guide you into all truths. And how great that a statement that is, a scripture to realize. And when you can truly see in your own heart and life, maybe things you stumbled at, maybe things you couldn't understand. But when you receive that new birth, you watch how it all just come into plain view. And watch how God reveals himself. Oh my, makes it plain. But my, kind of talking about being a little bit, maybe a self-centered person some. You know, and sometimes it's not being a great big thing, but it's just something to think about. You know, as we look around and we're all here, we're all, most of us fathers, most of us husbands, brothers. We're brothers in Christ, and we're all one family gathered here under this roof. Individuals before God, but as we gather here, we're gathering here as a part of that family of God. Yes. And my, as I look around, you know, sometimes am I shutting up my bowels of compassion for another one? Am I withholding something? My, it's just something good to think about. Every word. Don't ever get to the place you think we can let this stuff go. The little foxes eateth the vine.
Yes.
And my, how it is that the Holy Spirit's crying out every word, and I pray that that'll ring out through the land. As we was with Brother Joel, and you can see the Holy Spirit preaching the same thing. It's every word. It's coming to that time. It's a life. It's got to be a manifestation. I don't care how much you follow, how long you claim to go to church, but it's come down now. It's got to be. That great shepherd's coming, and he's separating the sheep and the goats. And my, it's time to make sure you know where you're standing. Make sure you know with an assurance that you've crossed that line of sin and death. It's behind you. It's gone. And there's new life in Christ. My, I pray it's burning in our hearts. But as he's talking about Jesus Christ here, and this is that day on Calvary. Just a little bit lengthy here, but I'm going to read all this. I'll try not to hold you too long. But he, on page, it's paragraph 15. I'm not sure how this is a tape or what, but it came off the computer. But it's, I'm going to say it's paragraph 15. This was preached September 25th, 1960. But he says he was just one man, the perfect man, and he gave his life. And he made an example for you. Now, what must we do? Now, the first thing I want to say is Jesus never lived for himself. His life was spent for others. That the perfect, that's perfectly eternal life. When you say you go to church and you do good things, that's fine. But when you live your life to yourself, you have an eternal life. Eternal life is living for others. And it's proved it when he come in, the Lamb of God, he lived and had eternal life because he did not live for himself. He lived for others. And you receive eternal life by receiving that day, and you don't live for yourself no more. You live for others. Now, just not being selfish don't mean you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's just one portion of that token that was to be on display. My, and he says, someone said, how can you stand and let anyone call you such bad names? You don't live for yourself. You live for others. That you might redeem that man, you become sons. And the trouble of it is that the church has forgot they were sons, and you are sons. You're taking Christ's place. You are sons, so don't live for yourself. Live for others. Well, Brother Branham, I can live for this brother because he is sure a nice man. That's not it. Live for that man who hates you. Live for that person who'd kill you if they could. That's what they done to him. They killed him, and he died that he might save them. That's eternal life. And when that's in your bosom, you're facing heaven then, but you sacrifice your own things. Give them up like the sheep gives its wool and look on towards Calvary. I hope this helps you get in a place. That's what the tabernacle, that's what all the people has got to do, is find out what you are and what's the purpose. Church isn't going to church just to play music and sing songs. Church is a place where correction and judgment begins at the house of God. And we must reckon ourselves dead and alive to Christ, that he made the way that we would sacrifice ourselves to his service, to follow him. If we follow him, he will lead the life that he led. And that's wonderful. Jesus said and spoke of it. Let me give you just a few quotations on it. Listen close. Don't miss it. Jesus said it that day. He would separate the people like sheep and the goats. And he would say to the goats, stand on the left side. And to the sheep, stand on the right side. And he said to the goats, depart from me because I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was in prison and you did not visit me. I was naked and you clothed me not. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was sick and you didn't visit me, so depart from me. And on the sheep he said, I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. And I was sick and you ministered to me. And notice, don't fail to get this, church. Keep this in your heart forever. It was so unconsciously done. The people don't do it for a line of duty. A man that gives you something or other because he ought to do it. A man that feeds you because he ought to do it. He's got a selfish idea. It should be your very life, your very action. It was so surprising to these sheep that they said, Lord, when were you hungry and we fed you? When were you naked and we gave you clothes? When were you thirsty and we gave you drink? When were you sick and we ministered to you? It was so automatically out of love. It's just their life lived in them. God, let the people see what Calvary did for us so automatically. When were you, Lord? We never knew that. Look what Jesus turned and said, and as much as ye have done unto these, ye did it unto me. Unselfish life, not the second thought, not to think about it. But you are so dead to the things of this world and so alive in Christ and so walking on the highway that these things are just an automatic thing. You just do it. Glory. And my, I pray that's the desire of our hearts, and that's what each one of us should be looking for with every word, not just this word, but every word, but an automatic life that's living. Glory. Automatically every day. I don't have to make myself do things because that's the Christian way or that's what we've been taught. But it's automatic. I don't have to make myself come to church. It's an automatic thing. When it's time to go, it's time to go. There's not a, well, I've got to get there tonight. No, there's something down on the inside. You're already thinking about Thursday night on Monday. You're already looking down the line, making sure, can I get there Thursday night? Am I going to be able to be there? On Sunday, it's the same thing. On Saturday, all through the day. And Friday, it's on your heart and mind. I wonder what's going to be Sunday. I wonder what we'll hear. I wonder what will happen. What will God do? But does it ever cross our heart, or we just, well, it's time to go to church today. We just live our life as we see fit and just walk on. Well, we get to church when we get there. But oh my, it should be a love affair with God, a genuine love affair of this life being reflected in us. It's not what I want. It's not what I can do or what I think should be done, but it's what He wants through us. That my life surrendered to Him, your life surrendered to Him, and nothing held back, that He can have His perfect way. May we be called old-fashioned, might be called different names for standing with the truth, and maybe being an oddball because I'll stand this way on a certain word, and everyone else may say, oh, you're wrong, brother. But oh my, take a stand for God. It don't matter what anyone else says, but as long as I know that He is pleased with me and what He is seeing in my heart and my life, and it's being lived automatically, as our brother said this morning, it's not saying, well, my church believes it like that, but oh, I believe it like that. God's revealed to me that this is the way. My, and I'll walk in that light that He's revealed to me. My, I pray that's burning in our hearts. Saints, it's come down to a time when you see all around you that little elect, those individuals all over this earth, drawing to the Spirit. The Spirit's drawing on them, drawing them out, pulling them together. The churches may still be full, people sitting everywhere, but that don't mean that everyone that's sitting in a building is going to rise on that day. But oh, in the midst of that, people, it takes the darkness to show up the light. And you see that, oh my saints. When you can look and see, but if you can see that light in your heart and in your life, you ought to be so thankful. But if you can look and you're seeing these specks of darkness, it's time to get them thrown out. It's time to run like you've never run before. Not time to lag around and lay back and say, oh, it's just, well, you know, the Lord's coming and I'll be ready. I've accepted this message. I'm following this message. But no, there's a drive down on the inside. There's a pulsating and a push every day. Lord, what do you have for me? What's next in my life, Lord? What else can I get rid of? What's hindering me, Lord? Don't want nothing to hinder me. But oh, it ought to be a steady, everyday, pulsating life in our hearts. Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, this was Brother Branham's little experience. I wanted to read this. This was in the Revelation chapter 5, number 1, preached June 11, 61. And this was just a little quotation Brother Branham was making. He was talking to another brother and just listening to his attitude. As he says here, he says, a few days ago I was sitting talking to a little loyal friend here in the city, a medical doctor, Sam Adair, and he said, how are you doing, Bill? And I said, oh, pretty fair, I suppose, doc. And I said, yourself? And he said, oh, a lot of patients that I had 15 examinations this afternoon. And said, what, that's good as long as it's just examinations and finding nothing wrong, I said. And you know, we got to talking about back when we were boys, and I said, well, doc, I don't know just how long I'm going to be around. We're both in our 50s. And he said, that's true, Bill. And I said, but all these years, about 31 years of ministry now, I have kept my heart prepared for that hour when He comes. So it doesn't matter when He comes. So he said, that is true. And I said, the greatest thrill I have is living for others. And he said, that's what life is. Makes life real is when you, not what you can do or accomplish for yourself, but what you can do for others. And if anyone give their life to others, it was Brother Branham. You look at his life. All the time, around the clock, people knocking on the door, people calling, people needing, people wanting, all the time. And he never complained. He was right there. When the people needed him, it didn't matter what hour, he was there to help them. He was there to fill his duty that God had given him. No, each one of us has been given a different duty in this life, but let's not shirk our share of it, whatever it may be, whatever it might be needed. You know, and it's just, but as he says here, he says, and the greatest thrill I have is living for others. And he said, that's what life is. Makes life real is when you, not what you can do to accomplish for yourself, but what you can do for others. See, that's when you're really living. And if there happens to be someone among us who has never did that, tried to live for somebody else, give that a try and just see how much more life holds for you when you will not live for what you can get yourself out of life, but what you can give someone else in life. And you'll find that it's more blessed than riches or anything of that that can be thought of. It's what you can do for someone else to make life's burdens, which life itself is a burden, and it will make it a little lighter for someone else. You just don't know the joy unless you've tried it once to do something for someone else. And you know, it's wonderful to look at this and we can say, oh, I'm doing all I can for my brothers and my sisters. But you know, let's take it down maybe as parents, as fathers. What am I doing for my children? What am I giving for them? What am I doing to help them along the way? What are they see expressed from me? Maybe my wife. Our wives are to, they should, wives should, the scriptures tells us a wife should respect her husband, be there to serve to him and minister to him. And if we've got a wife that's fulfilling those scriptures, how much am I doing to try to help her out? How much am I being willing to lend a hand or to show her love, as the scripture says, as our brother even mentioned it this morning, love your wives as God so loved the church. How much am I doing in my own life where people never see? People don't see what you may do for your children. People don't see what maybe you do for your wife. But oh, sometimes, you know, it's nice to go out and do things where people can see and they notice, oh, look what that brother's doing for brother so-and-so. But what about those things that you do that's never seen? You may never get no recognition from it from anyone else. But God's seen the depths of the heart, and he knew what you were doing and why you was doing it. But you know, sometimes you see people, they get so self-centered amongst themselves. They can't think of no one else. They can't think of nothing else but what they want to do in life, what they've got, what they need to do, where they want to go, what they need. And they fail to see sometimes maybe their little wife's just been working her fingers to the bone, maybe doing whatever she has to do at home and the children and never get a break. And the husband never thinks about that. He don't ever think about, well, maybe we ought to just give her a little break tonight. Or maybe I'll just take the kids and go over here and let her sit at home and have some peace and quiet for a little while. You know, it's all these things. Am I living for everyone around me, that God's life could be expressed in everything I do? Or am I just living for myself, what I can get? I want the blessing at church. I don't care if anyone else gets one. I want to make sure I get it. But I won't make an effort maybe to see that, oh, Lord, you bless that brother over there. Lord, I just pray that you will pour out an anointing on him. Lord, use him in a mighty way. Or do I pray, Lord, I sure pray you'll use me. But no. Living unselfishly, Lord, I'm just here to do what you want. But Lord, that brother over there, I'd sure like to see you be able to do something through his life. Lord, use him in a special, mighty way. Oh, my saints, living that everyone around you means more than yourself. Everyone else around you is up and above. And while we're just kind of, as I was talking about parents, I just wanted to read this. This was a quote. Everyone's heard this. This was a quote Brother Branham made. And I had it here. Amen. This was in God Using His Gift, March 11, 56. Very familiar, and I'm sure you're all going to remember. But he was talking about blind Bartimaeus, and if you've never read this, this was in March 56. If you've never read this, you ought to read just how he dramatized us a little bit about blind Bartimaeus as he brought this quotation out. It might mean a little more to you. I just don't have time to read it all. But on E18, he says, he began to think, sitting in the warm sun. He gathered up his ragged coat around him, which he could not afford a new one. He was a provider for his family, and he thought of his family first before himself. And any true dad will do that, and husband. And any Christian will think of others before himself. Every Christian tries to put God first, his family second, and he's a number three. And I've tried to make that my practice in my own life, Brother Branham says. And my, how true that is. We come last. We should provide for our families. But is it just a job? I've got these children, I've got this wife, and I've got to provide for them. Or is it, no, this is the wife. I asked her to marry me. I asked her, and I took the vow that I would cherish and hold and to love. And now these are my children that I come along. Do I love them, or are they just burdens on my back because now I've got these children that come along? Or am I selfish in that way? Or is it, no, Lord, I appreciate what you've given me in this life. I appreciate the family and the children you've given me to care for and to raise and to nourish in your care. It's oftentimes things get clouded around when you look around in this life and you see how the American society is and you see how the Americans live. But oh my, it's got to be God in every aspect of our life. This word being fulfilled right down to the T. Everything lining up. But oh my, we come last on the ship. On the sticky every time. My, I pray each one of us, it just maybe mean a little bit more. But as Brother Branham says here, and sirs, we would see Jesus. November 12th, 1963. He says, now according to the scriptures, we're supposed, this is paragraph 38. Now according to the scriptures, we are supposed to be written epistles of him. And the Bible says that we are written epistles. And if tonight we would hunger and thirst to see the Lord Jesus Christ, we as Christian believers should reflect his life so much till it would be his entire representative. We should be that. Every Christian should be represent and reflect the life of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? And the congregation says amen. It says, I believe that every Christian should be reflecting the life of Christ. He said in St. John 14:12, he that believeth on me and the works I do, shall he do also. And then we know that's true, that we are his representatives. If we claim that Christ lives in us, and if Christ lives in us, then we should do as Christ did. We should reflect his life. What if I said tonight that the life of Shakespeare, what if I said Shakespeare lived in me? Or said Shakespeare lived in you? And we've heard this quote many, many times. But let the true reality of what he's saying strike your heart. Because with the things the Lord's been bringing on the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and people sometimes they get stubborn in themselves. I've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the Word can come and pinpoint their life, and it's showing them where they're short. But out of pride and stubbornness, they don't want to humiliate themselves and humble down before God and say, Lord, I see I've got a great need. They might have come up to sanctification, but let's go on and receive that new birth. Amen. But my, just listen as he says here, because God doesn't lie. God tells the truth, and as our brother said this morning, when God said something, he means just what he said. And I don't know about you, but I believe that. Amen. I believe when God put these words down, it was for us to live by, and he meant what he said, and it will ring out one of these days at that day of judgment. These words are going to ring out again, and I pray that each one of us can stand there in that great presence and say, oh, thank you, Lord, for the mercy that you've shown to me. Amen, and the grace to see what he's done, because this is something you can't do in yourself. These things can never come automatically from a person till God takes a hold of their life. They can try, but oh, it'll never work. But once God's anchor's down on the inside, you just watch this body automatically come subject to that word. All the word still comes. There'll still be short places. But you watch the word come, it trims it off, and it's an overcoming. Not the same thing 30 years later, still the same old grouchy, grumpy person, the same old rough, rocky spots in their life. But you watch it fall off, and just watch the mellowness and the sweetness of the Holy Spirit take over in their heart and in their life. But he says, what if tonight, the life of Shakespeare, what if I said Shakespeare lived in me? You said Shakespeare lived in you, all right, you would write poems that Shakespeare wrote because Shakespeare lives in you. What if you said Beethoven lived in you? You would be the great composer that Beethoven was because Beethoven lives in you. You're not yourself, now you are Beethoven or you're Shakespeare. Then if Christ lives in you, there you are, see, the life of Christ you live. It's just that way, he lives in you. But you can't live in there with him. He's got to live in you, and that always, he takes your place. Amen. And we're supposed to represent him in every way. Amen. Glory. You can't live in there with him. It's got to be him and him alone. Amen. Oh my, you've got to be a surrendered vessel, sold out to him, that he can have the full preeminence of your life in every aspect. But you know, we sometimes people get so centered. Well, I understand the deep things of God. I understand the mysteries. I understand Brother Branham was a prophet. I realize God's come and spoke to his people. But oh, what about the life that should come when that token comes on display? That's what God brought and revealed to the people through Brother Branham, was the life that he was going to live in a people. Amen. The threefold purpose of God. Oh my. Amen. Oh, to see it living. And my, when you can see yourself in that. When you can see these words as they come and as the messages come, it might come as a cutting message. It may come as a strong message. But oh my, if you can see it lining up in your life, maybe it's not 100%, but you can see God's been working on it. And when it comes again, you see it maybe shave that other piece off and see it come that much closer to God. My, what an assurance it ought to bring. That's what brings a revival in the heart of a bride. It's not having an evangelist come in and the musicians get up and sing and oh my, he comes and he's just laying it out there, all the good things of God. That's wonderful. And there's times for that. But oh my, that true revival will come when you can see your life lining up with God's word and realize you've got that token in your hand. Your fare is paid to glory and you're on the way. It don't matter what comes and goes at that point. There's a burning fire that'll never be put out and it'll carry you through the darkest times of your life. It'll ride you through. But oh my, I pray that each one of us keeps that revival fire burning on the inside. Keep it aflame. Keep it a spark. Why, your spark might be the very thing to help the next one that may come and set in your midst. Your spark might be the very thing that ignites someone out on the street when they can see the light and the sunlight of God shining from your face. And your life being lived, not what you're saying, but just your life. And oh my, it be the next thing that God can use. But oh my, you can't live in there with him. You've got to be out of the way and let him have full sway. And my, you watch what God can do. God's going to move, you know. as we said, it feels like something's about to happen. It's still about to happen, saints. It ain't went away. The excitement, as our brother was saying the other night when the token was being preached back then, and how it just felt like there was an ecstatic electricity in the air. I believe that's the way it is anytime God's moving with the people and dealing with their heart. They can feel that in their heart. They feel it in their life. It don't matter if they're laying at home in their bed. Or if they've come to church, there's just something down on the inside that's bubbling. There's something that's burning as they go through the day. They can feel that in their heart. They feel that in their life. Lord, what is it? Lord, what's going to happen? What do you need, Lord? Where am I supposed to be? But oh my, may we be prayed up and in that position. Lord, here am I, Lord. Let me be what you want me to be. My, you don't know who may come along, you may hold hands with, or who you may get a chance to help. You don't know. Oh, my, what brother may walk through that door? Somebody you ain't ever seen before from who knows where. But it might be the very spark that God's placed in your life that might be the very thing to ignite a spark in his life or her life. My. But, oh, my, we've got to be surrendered to God, not serving what I think I want, what I think God should do, or my selfish ideal on how it ought to be. But, oh, my, but what God's will would be done. You know, many times as ministers, you know, older ministers, maybe he's been preaching 40, 50 years. They don't like to see sometimes a young man coming up. And they see maybe God really get a hold of a young man. You know, I can imagine if you look back at our prophet, we use him for an example when he was young, coming up into the ministry and the gift that he had. And a lot of those older ministers that were staunch and thought they'd been carrying the word for so long, and then to see God working in this young man's life so great. Now, for someone that's right where they ought to be with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they're, oh, praise the Lord, look what God's doing. Amen. But you watch someone that ain't got it quite down in there, and they still think they're just a little bit up here for the ministry's sake, and they're just a little bit puffed up. You watch that young man come in and be preaching the word right down the line, and you watch him get a little backed up there, and, oh, he just push him off. Yeah. But, oh, my, and that's something. As we said here, maybe we've been in this little building for 6 years, and we think we've been carrying the torch, and we think we've been trying to pray and uphold, but what if God brings a young someone in and my sets them on fire and they take off with something, and maybe they may replace me standing up here, maybe a great minister and preaching. Oh, praise God, let him go at it. If I need to sit on the bench and give him the opportunity, amen, let it be the way. What God wants, it ain't what I want. God may say, I used you for a time, brother, but it's time for you to sit down. I want you. I need this right here is moving in. Whatever God's want, we're not set in our stations. We're whatever God wants us to be when he wants us to be it. Amen. If he called me as an evangelist, he'll use me as an evangelist in his time. And when he sees fit, or if a pastor gets called, he'll use that pastor when it sees fit. But God don't ever stop calling, and God don't ever stop working. It works to his glory and his honor. And my, if you see something, it may be somebody you think would never take a stand for God or never do this. But if you see God moving their life and it lines up with that word, you better be right behind him saying, amen, brother, sister. Lining them up, backing them up, and encouraging them, holding them up before God. My, God's going to move. You don't know what God's going to do. I don't know what God will do, but he's going to do something. And my, I pray each one of us is on fire and excited. My, he's going to do a work in the bride. I don't know. I don't know what it'll be, but he's going to do it. And I want to be a portion. If it's just being the rug when it's taking place, I want to be there. If it's a mouse in the corner, I want to be where the Spirit of God is moving. Where God is moving in a people's heart and a life, where he's alive being made real, where you can feel the Holy Spirit wooing the people. You can feel it move right down by your bench and roll across you. Oh, my, I pray God keep us in that place that we don't get hard, where we can't feel the Spirit and the moving of the Holy Spirit. But, Lord, keep us tender and humble before you. My, I pray we'll cry out to God.
Amen.
You sisters can come to the instrument. But God is moving on. And my, he ain't going to hold up for nobody. You want to say, well, I got time. I'll get to church when I got time. I'll serve God when I got time. He'll get there. He'll use me. No. When God calls, you look back at them disciples in the Bible, and he walked by their table and said, come follow me. Oh, they got up and went. They left them. Oh, my, the one said, suffer me to bury my dead. He said, let the dead bury their dead. You come on. Oh, my, when God calls, you better move and stay right behind him and don't let him get out of your sight, but, oh, keep pressing on. Hey, man, let's all stand. Someone got a song on your heart, something burning. Hey, man, I tell you, let's talk about Jesus. Hey, man, a little song, something else. My, I tell you, as the days grow shorter and you see life passing by, and you see so many, they still got their eyes so focused on things of the earth. But oh, may we focus our vision in on that heavenly home. My, because it's coming into view. Hallelujah. And oh, just think what a day it's going to be. Saints from all over this earth will be together and join their voices. Oh, my, marching up the streets of Zion. Hallelujah, singing. Glorifying God. What a noise, what a shouting, what a singing that's going to be. Oh, my, let's just sing that little chorus. Let's talk about Jesus. Hallelujah. The King of Kings. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. Amen.
The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the goal. Let's talk about
said to encourage, to help somewhere along the way. And you know, each one of us, even as we minister, we pick up the word and we begin to look and to read these quotes and scriptures, and we weigh our own lives. You know, and sometimes we might find ourselves lacking in some of those places, and that's where we've got to climb the same as you've got to climb. And my, I pray that every word will become that much more important to us as we travel this life. Let's not lose sight of our goal. Let's not lose sight of what God's wanting to do in our life. I know we've, many of you is older and have served the Lord for many years. Keep on serving Him. May it grow sweeter every day for you. I pray God will bless each one of you that has held your duties at churches over the years and held your post of duty and stood there and fulfilled your positions and obligations. And as us younger ones come up, may we do our portion and our share of upholding and doing our portion. And may each one of us do what we can for the kingdom of God here on earth, whatever we can. But oh my, one of these days it's going to be worth it all when you can walk those streets of gold, I'm telling you. Oh, to see those saints gone by, the saints of old. It'll be worth it all, saints. Amen, I love Him. I pray it's just burning in your heart. I pray, you know, God, sometimes the ministry has to bring things. And sometimes it may seem as I was out in Wisconsin, Brother Joel was pretty much saying the same thing our pastor did. He having to preach some messages, he said, you just feel sometimes like you need to quit. But if the Holy Spirit don't let up, you can only do what the Holy Spirit leads you to do. And if you try to go against that Holy Spirit, it'll never work. But oh my, when you can find the leading of the Holy Spirit and you stay there till He's done with whatever it is they're bringing. That's these brothers. I pray God will bless them. Though they may sound, if they do sound repetitious or have to say it time and time again, God bless the ministry that'll stand there and keep bringing it till it does the work that is needed. You know, Brother Joel brought a quote out of Brother Branham's message, and it kind of struck my heart and just kind of been meditating on it. And he brought it a different direction, but just think when they were stoning Stephen, of all the ones that was around, and he preached his message to that Sanhedrin council, there was only one person saved that heard that message. There stood Paul holding the coat. Brother Brandon brought that out. I can't remember the message, but just think of that. What you might have to go through for one person. But may it be to the glory of God if you have to. Amen. May the Lord bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Good, huh? Amen. I pray we're excited about what God's doing. Honestly. Right now, we ought to be praying for Thursday night service. I'm serious. From time to time, every time we get done with those services, Lord, I pray that You'll move and speak to our hearts, whatever it may be. Lord, have Your way constantly. Wonder how many of us do that. I do constantly. So, well, Brother Steve, you're a preacher. Well, if I was a sitter back there, I would still pray the same way. because I want God to speak to my heart. Amen. I want Him to draw me closer to Him. You see, Lord, what is it you want? What's the next step? You see? And we all want to pray like that. What's my next step, Lord? Show me what it is. Show me what I'm lacking. Lord, a revelation. Maybe I don't have a revelation of something like I need to. Lord, show me what it is. Constantly. Amen. You've got to remember you're serving a living God that knows all about you. He knows everything you're saying to Him. He knows all about your desire. You see? He knows whether it's your heart's desire. As Brother Timothy was talking about again, even. He knows whether it's your desire to be here. Absolutely. To be where the Word's at, preached, taught to you, that you can get a hold of it and march on with God. Not sit back in your own little chair and thinking, praise God, I'll get myself in. You may be wrong too, friend. Because God gave you a way to get in.
Amen.
And you must go God's provided way. You see? So may we take advantage of it. If God give it to you, take advantage of it. Use it to His glory. Amen. And to your own life, to glorify God, you see. May we constantly be pressing on, crying out to God. Hallelujah. For a greater walk with God.
Amen.
The moving of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I wonder what we pray about. You might be surprised what I'm going to bring next time. If the Lord willing, if we don't have visitors, I don't know if I'll bring it or not at that time. Whatever the Lord wants. But you might be surprised of something. You know, Brother Timothy was bringing his subject tonight. And he may have even thought it was so maybe just something simple. But yet it's one word. One word. And you might be surprised what one word you're breaking. Yeah. You might be surprised. I'm not talking about everybody out there. I'm talking about right here.
Amen.
You might be surprised. One word, you're breaking. Remember, saints, it's the entire Word of God. The entire. Has to be. Because that is Christ. Christ is the full Word. Oh, my. So that wasn't just a little word He brought tonight. It's got to be the entire Word of God.
Amen.
We cannot be a selfish person in regards whether it's to God Himself or to our brothers and sisters in Christ, our husband, our wife. We cannot be a selfish person. It's on the little plaque out there in the vestibule, that same quote. Eternal life is giving your life to others. Yeah. Yeah. It's living the life of Christ and Christ living through you. And what you live for others. Sometimes a little easier for a minister to say he's really called to preach the gospel. But what about you as just sitting there? Is your life lived for others? Has it all been for yourself? And the only time that you are looking for something or maybe accepting something to do for somebody or to help somebody is if somebody tells you. Or mentions it to you. And then maybe we'll think about it. But are you looking for it?
Yes.
Are you looking for that opportunity? Or are you spend all day long looking for your own opportunity in yourself?
Yes.
Because you're selfish. It's an important word.
Amen.
Very important. Lord, help me to be more unselfish.
Amen.
You see? Amen. So may God help us as the Word continues to come. Amen. Because remember, until we come to unity in the faith, until we come to the fullness of the stature of Christ. Is that right?
Amen.
All right. And until then, God's going to feed you.
Amen.
And blessed is the man to whom God will not impute sin. We have the opportunity as the Word comes, we put it under the blood and we can march on. Amen. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Are you really in love with Him?
Amen.
Let's sing that little chorus. I just keep falling in love with him over and over and over again. So when that word comes up and it shows me a short place, I keep falling in love with him because I want to keep another word, another word, another word. Amen. I just keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. It just gets falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. It just gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I just keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I just keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. It just keeps falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. It gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I just keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. Now, before we dismiss, I'd like to say a little something. I want to you to recognize, and I want you to appreciate a certain brother here. He has tirelessly done many things to help the church. He's done many things that maybe people don't see and spend hours and hours doing it. And again, we may not see it. We may not know that it even gets done. But I personally want to thank tonight Brother Geisinger.
Amen.
For many hours he puts in of taking care of recording and copying for us and having extra copies that we can keep and so forth. And he's spent a lot of money on buying these things. But I just want the people to appreciate him. Say maybe a lot of people don't know that. Maybe some don't know it. But I just want to recognize him and I appreciate it.
Amen.
You know, I want to give roses where roses are due.
Amen.
Amen. And I appreciate it with all my heart. And I could go on about many, many of you other, all you brothers, what you do, and always constantly taking in visitors and so forth and giving to God for that purpose and tirelessly on and effortlessly, you just give to it and help out and help house people, and give them a little resting place while they're here. I greatly appreciate it, very much. And like I say, I know you brothers, there's oftentimes you brothers do things that you spend your own money at. You may not think anybody knows about it, but people know about them. You're not never asking for money to maybe for gas money to do this and gas money to do that. And we would sure love to help you out and do it. But you never ask, you never want anything. You know, but one of these days, all these things, it'll not go unrecognized. No. What you do for God now and for his kingdom, God will grant you many blessings. Amen. And I'm sure you're probably getting blessings now from it, and maybe you don't realize why. But God is blessing you for it. Amen. So I just want you to know, though, as a pastor, that I appreciate everything that you people do. There may be things maybe I don't know some people's doing yet. I don't know. But if I miss you, if I've missed it, I want you to take and be recognized too. I appreciate it with all my heart. It's hard to find a group of people that really want to serve God and really want to do something to please God and to take care of the kingdom of God. And I appreciate it with all my heart. May God's blessings be on every one of you. I love you with all my heart. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for everything. Oh, God, we just want to give this evening, just wanted to give a little bit of roses to our precious brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, not above you, because you get all the glory and the praise and honor, Lord, but there's times, as the prophet spoke of, we just want to give the people some roses, Lord, and pray that you'll bless them for their efforts and bless them for the many things they do for you, Lord, in your kingdom. And Lord Jesus, we ask now that even this message tonight, may it live in our hearts in a tremendous way. May there not be one word we're missing, Lord, and anything that we are missing, if we're lacking and we're short on, I pray the Holy Ghost, Lord, will bring it to our attention. And then by the grace of God and through the Holy Spirit, may we overcome these things that are contrary to the Word of God. Pray that you'll be with us now as we leave this little place. Bless each one, protect them and guide them, keep them safe, Lord, as they travel. And Lord, those that's on the audience, Lord, over the air, I pray that you will bless them. And oh God, may the Holy Spirit deal with their hearts to draw them closer to you, whoever it may be. If that little germ seed that eternal life lays within them, oh God, oh, I pray that you'll move quickly in our hearts, for we know it's just about time to go home now. And Lord, everything's finishing up, and may we be ready, Lord. And may this little group of people, Lord, be pleasing in your sight. Walk by faith, live by faith, think by faith. Lord, everything be done by the revelation of the Word of God. We ask it now to your glory and your praise and honor in all things. In Jesus' name, our Lord and our Savior, we ask of thee. Amen. Praise his holy name. I just keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I just keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. And it gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I just keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. God bless you. You're dismissed. Amen.